This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The page into another hour of conversation. Happy to have you following us. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Kara Schillen on the DJV Show. You can like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show. You can also sign up for our works giveaway. You want to win some nice tools? All you have to do is go to DJVshow.com and register. Right, ladies?
Right, yes.
A round of applause.
We have four sets. It's just exciting. Four sets to give away.
Yes, it is. You're very exciting. Woo-ah!
Hey, if you're into drilling things and sawing things, it's very exciting.
Not.
Right. I mean, exactly.
No, I know where Jennifer's mind just went, and we're moving on.
Sounds fun.
Yes, right. Here's the story of a man who collected $76,000 running a charity scam, who pled guilty in court on Tuesday of this week. He was sentenced to 3 years probation and ordered to pay restitution after pleading guilty to three counts of larceny. So is that enough? You know, I've said many times, this is a perfect example of sort of what I meant when I said, that, why put somebody in jail who does something like this, make them pay the money back and do community service? So I want to go around our virtual circle here. The circle is very powerful. I was reading about circles and how powerful that image is. The circle is the shape that is the most repeated shape in the world. Did you know that? Symbol of perfection. So as far as I'm concerned, we have all of us around a table, a circular table, in order for us to be tribally perfect. All right, you all got that?
Yes.
Yes.
Sounds like you're a little slow coming up.
We're tribally perfect.
Yes, we are. All right, anyway, so this guy was running. He had, it wasn't a GoFundMe page, but it was something like that. It was something he did in conjunction with the volunteer fire department, started a legitimate charity, solicited donations, sold advertising space to benefit a number of nonprofits, and then he kept the money. He gave some of it to the charity, but he kept $76,000 for himself and gave the charity 40-some-odd thousand. And they were supposed to be... Well, so, but back to the premise of the question, is it appropriate for him to not go to jail, sentenced to 3 years probation, pay restitution with interest, and have, you know, he's required, they're, I guess, garnishing his wages as a fireman. So they take X number of dollars out of his salary every week to pay the $76,000 that he ripped off from people, unsuspecting people. So is that an okay way of fixing the problem? Yes or no?
Yeah, I think paying it back is the best way to go.
Absolutely, paying it back, yeah.
Yeah, right. Because, you know, there are a lot of times when things like this happen when the people who are the perps, they get jail time and they don't have to pay the money back. And I always think to myself, what in the world, what possible benefit is there to put this guy in the slammer and not have to pay the money back? The whole idea of his going to jail is to, or to, the whole idea of his being caught and doing restitution is, that's the most important part of the thing. I think we have a screwy legal system sometimes. We have, it's just not, doesn't make any sense. Anybody disagree with that?
No, I think
it's
the legal system.
Mandate, though, yeah. It's hard to set up a system that would revolve around criminals paying people back.
Why?
How do you manage that as a government?
Well, you go over to what I just said. The government, if you don't pay your taxes, garnishes your wages. So the government says, go grab. I have an example. Yesterday I got notice from the court in Worcester. I didn't show up for a deposition because I didn't like the way that the lawyer came after me. And it was just, I was helping somebody. And it was purely something that was nice with good intentions. And so this guy's getting divorced, and now I'm in the middle of it because I did something good for him. And I told the lawyer I have no dog in this fight. I'm not interested in going, I don't want to be deposed. So what do we get? Yesterday, my lawyer gets a bill for $350 an hour times two plus the stenographer, like $1,000. I'm not going to pay that woman $1,000. But she went to the court to get restitution for her time, supposedly, while she was waiting for me to show up for the deposition, which I told her I wasn't going to go to. So now...
So they're trying to bill you for something that you didn't even show up for.
Exactly, yes.
Did you have a subpoena? Did you avoid that?
It wasn't a subpoena. It was a notice that was delivered by the sheriff to show up. And I called her up and I said, I have nothing to add to this. I'm not...
The sheriff delivers something to you. You've got to go.
No, I don't. Why do I have to go? Why does the sheriff have to predicate my life? That's not... I'm not a party to this.
Well, you know you're going to be in... Okay, here's the thing. You don't have to go, but you know if you don't go, there are going to be repercussions.
Right.
Good. I told you, good luck in then trying to get the money out of me.
Oh, boy.
What? We're going to have to start baking you a cake with a file in it.
I know.
Why? Because I'm trying... I helped this... listen... This is so,
I understand what you're saying, but you could have gone to the courthouse to then say, I'm not going to be deposed.
Right.
Well,
that probably would have gotten you out of it.
It was inconvenient. It would have taken a couple of hours of my time, and I got more important things to do than to flitter around and talk to this woman.
Apparently so does she, so she's going to bill you for her hours.
Yeah. Good luck. That's what drives people crazy about lawyers, too? The greed involved. She was no more there for 2 hours. She actually, the original bill was for 4 hours. She was no more there than I was there. I didn't show up, and a half an hour later, they all left.
How do you know if you weren't there? I was just curious.
Told by somebody else who was there, who represented another party in the whole affair. All right. Anyway, I've gotten that off my chest, at least for now. Let's see where it goes. In a moment, this is we're following along here with a thread. If you're trying to figure out how this new tax bill may impact you. I saw something on one of the news channels last night. We were sitting down for a bowl of soup, and the news came up, the tax thing and what it means. How do these people know what it means? They say they've analyzed it. The bill is going to be changed 85 ways from Sunday. Anyway, let's see if we can make some sense of the tax bill and tax reform in general in just a moment here on the DJV Show.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
15 past the hour. Say it again, Doug. There it is. The DJV Show with a focus on tax reform and trying to make some sense out of all of this. This is really a very difficult circumstance that we find ourselves in. I think I'm for tax reform, frankly. There are ways that might help me. It may help you. Let's see if we can figure this out. Brian Havinghurst is the wealth planning team leader at Fifth Third Bank. And so let's get started, Brian, with an overview of the impossibility of doing your job. Because I don't see how the heck you can figure out what to do and what to advise people to do. These things are always so complicated. How do you make heads or tails out of it?
Well, Doug, I think that's a great point, and we're just waiting for the House. They approved the bill. We're waiting for the Senate to approve that bill, and then they'll come together and figure it out. That might take a little bit of time, but I think there's always some kind of strategies that we help clients with that kind of work no matter what. And a couple of those are contributing to retirement accounts. So just making sure you're making the maximum contribution, taking advantage of that. Here at the end of the year, the market's done really well. So a lot of people probably have some capital gains, and they're going to have to pay some tax on that. But there may be some investments out there where you have a loss, and you probably want to capture that loss this year rather than waiting until next year. So there are certain things, and we kind of summarize those in a free guide that we offer that goes through the current law and the potential changes, although, like you said, they're probably going to change on our website, and that's at 53.com/taxes.
All right. Go. Let's give me that again. Go.53.com/taxes. Okay. All right. So now, under the circumstance, you just made a good point about the end of the year, people giving taxable entities, as far as investments are concerned, charitable giving. Is there a way of really coming to the bottom line with how you can do this, or is it one of those things you're almost shooting in the dark? Because, again, you're not going to know what your total tax bill is till the end of the year, and you have to, you know, do your forms and pay your taxes, right? Is there?
No, that's exactly right. One thing we recommend for clients is to do like a tax projection. So it's almost like a rough draft of your taxes, mm-hmm. and then you can kind of get an idea of what that tax bill is going to look like. And especially if you're right at one of the threshold numbers where you might be able to, you know, make an IRA contribution, or you're about to get phased out from a certain tax credit, then you really want to pay attention to that to make sure that you're not missing some kind of valuable tax deduction or a way to minimize your taxes.
So is this, can you tell by looking at it who's going to, quote unquote, benefit most from the plans as they seem to be on the table right now?
Well, that's a great question. I think overall, you know, I agree with your point where I think tax reform is really going to benefit everybody, and primarily due to lower individual income tax rates, also lower corporate tax rates. So that's, again, going to help a lot of small business owners. The other people that will be helped would be potentially lower income people, because there is a child tax credit available for $1,600. And even if you have very little income, they're going to allow you to get a refund of about $1,000 per child. Now, that's one of the kind of sticking points that's open for debate right now in the Senate. So I think that's one area that there might be some, you know, additional conversation about. And I'd say probably the other area is middle-income taxpayers have really been hit by the alternative minimum tax. Yep. And that's one thing I think everybody kind of agrees that will disappear.
Well, there's a mortgage question on deduction of how much mortgage or some of the other expenses that are attached to home ownership, I think, as well, aren't there? A number of questions.
There are. Yeah, that's getting into the standard deduction versus the itemized deduction. So the government gives you a standard deduction, and if you're able to itemize things like your mortgage deduction, property taxes, state and local taxes, and charitable, and if those total deductions are more than the standard, then you can take that those itemized deductions. And that's really where I think right now they're kind of having some disagreements about, to your point, the mortgage. And state and local taxes are another big one, hitting, you know, potentially states like California and New York that obviously have high state taxes.
Yeah.
So we're just going to have to wait and see what happens with those.
You know, it's really interesting. I'll bring a little personal example in here. I sold a piece of property last year that the basis was long gone, and it was one of the farms that I lived in for almost 40 years. And there was a hefty increase, but we thought we had it covered. Woo! Did I get shellacked? Because so my accountant didn't figure something right, so it didn't get planned for. And so I'm caught literally almost with my pants down here. And there are these sorts of things. That's why your advice is so important. Get good advice from people that you trust. And you can go to it's go.53.com/taxes to get the info on this current tax reform presentation. Brian Habinghurst from Fifth Third Bank, thank you.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? you can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too. I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room. And now my bed sheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body. Oh, I, oh, I, oh, I. Sing along. I'm in love with your body. Oh, I, oh, I, oh, I. Oh, I'm in love with your body. Oh, I, oh, I, oh, I. Well, I'm in love with your body.
Got the point here. Is Ed Sheeran singing to Kara? Who is this?
Yeah, he's lying in his bed and he's singing to me.
Whoa! How about that?
I'm proud of you, girl.
Pop stars Nick Jonas and Ed Sheeran, famous for their onstage performances, but they're also going to be singing their songs as they are snuggled up in bed. They joined a growing list of singers from around the globe who find themselves performing their hits while tucked in bed as part of Bedstock, which is an online music festival created with the idea is good behind it. Seriously, you know, children forced to spend their holidays in hospital beds, so this is to create awareness for that. It's been going on for a couple of years, and it's attracted some of music's biggest stars. It's called Bigger and Better, B-E-D-D-E-R. The lineup continues. Let's see, Sheeran, who cuddles up with the teddy bear to sing his song, Shape of You. And Nick Jonas, who's in pajamas, strumming his hit, Jealous, from a couple of years ago on an acoustic guitar. Jonas said, quote, "To play in bed for hospitalized children who can't get out of theirs is an incredible honor that I'm proud to be a part of." The festival debuted yesterday, and the funds are being raised at My Music RX, which is a flagship program of the Children's Cancer Association, delivers the power of music, which is very healing, to thousands and thousands of hospitalized youngsters and teenagers around the country. Also on the bill, Ringo Starr and his all-star band, Matchbox 20, Rob, the frontman for Matchbox 20, Rob Thomas, Iron and Wine, and nearly 100 others. So you can go to bedstock.com if you want to watch the festival.
There's something a little different about watching Ringo in bed than there is about watching Nick Jonas in bed. It's a little less appealing.
It's an age thing, kiddo.
Yeah,
it's an age thing.
The other part of it, though, is Ed Sheeran singing to young children, and isn't that a little racy?
It's a little weird.
Yeah, it isn't. I guess they just picked that one because it's his biggest hit this year, but, like, he has a lot of other songs.
Galway Girl or some other.
You're right about that.
More PG kind of song.
Yeah. All right, so that's that. Here's something that is also for a good cause. Bono has broken the U2 ban on golf. Why is there a U2 ban on golf would be my question to begin with.
It's anyway. Not rock and roll, apparently.
Yeah.
No. All right. He said the band is now willing to break that promise in order to raise money for his charity, the fight against HIV and AIDS. He said, quote, "You two made a pledge early on as teenagers when we formed the band that one thing we would never do was, it's our sacred pledge, was to play golf."
Yep.
"We didn't think it was rock and roll."
Everybody and gets now, old, baby. And it's even worse. They're playing mini golf.
Yeah. Step into those old man pants, buddy.
Mini golf. Putt-putt golf? Is that what they're doing?
Putt-putt. Yep. Mini golf.
Putt-putt golf.
Yep. You get to play with the band if you win. They're auctioning off a chance to play mini golf with the band.
Really? On
for World AIDS Day, yeah.
December 1st, which is Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, there are other experiences up for grabs. Chance to work out with Charlize Theron.
Why do I have to go to the gym to hang out with Charlize Theron? Like, that's too much.
Yeah.
She should make me dinner, I think.
Go to a movie premiere with Reese Witherspoon.
I could do that.
Let's see here. Red has raised $500 million. This is his charity in the last 11 years, with Bono crediting the American people and his government for leading the fight against HIV and AIDS, dating back to George W. Bush. And it was continued through the Obama years, so.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Now 34 minutes after the hour on the DJV Experience, we discuss things that are going on. Some of the information you get is factual. Some of it is opinion-based. Some of it is clarification. When I have to fix something that Jennifer messes up, every once in a while that happens. So we get to the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Thank goodness you're here, Dougie. I don't know what I would do without you.
Yes, right, Jennifer. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schilling, smiles in our voices. Okay, well, we'll wipe that off. Now, the smirks are replacing the smile. I don't even know if smirks are. This is pretty ugly. The threat from North Korea, no longer hypothetical. There was a launch this week of an ICBM that went 8,100 miles, which is enough to hit any city in our country pretty much. Situation is being handled in very strange ways or uncomfortable ways. This is the first time since the end of the Cold War that Hawaii is testing their sirens, their early warning system, nuclear warnings, in case of a missile strike. What a horrible way
so scary.
To live.
This terrifies me. This is the first time I've really, truly felt terrified about the whole North Korea thing. It's just, I've been, obviously, we are all following it, but this is the first time that it just went kind of right to my stomach and just gave me knots. This is scary.
Well,
isn't it weird? It doesn't scare me. I mean, I think it's scary for them testing
scared.
The system, and I think that that imparts fear in a lot of people. But I don't think that I personally feel at risk at this point. Maybe I should. Maybe that's a bit naive. I live in Los Angeles. That could be one of the targets that he looks at. I just, it would be a suicide mission for him if he pressed that button.
So what's his end game?
So what's his end game? If he presses that button and targets.
That.
Yeah, but I think he's crazy, but I think he also really values his own life. And I don't know that he gets to keep his own life and try to blow up the United States. I don't think that those two things can happen simultaneously.
But
what if he gets one missile off? They said in Hawaii they're preparing that an attack would wipe out, they said, a minimum of 18,000 people.
Oh, sure.
If
he had a successful attack, it would be catastrophic for us. There's no doubt about that. But I just don't know I feel more like he wants to show his strength than anything else. And maybe maybe that's naive, but I feel like this makes him a big man and a powerful force, and that's what he's looking for.
As difficult as it is for me to say this, there are more similarities. Ooh, I don't even know if I want to say what I'm thinking. The problem is we've got two people who both have holes in their beings, and there may be different kinds of holes. But
I don't think that you should really tread lightly. Do not compare Trump to Kim Jong-un.
Well,
that is not a good comparison, Doug. It's very inaccurate because you have a man who's willing to kill his own people for his own power. Mm. That is not what Donald Trump
is
doing.
That's not what I'm saying. No, let me finish what I started to say. The problem is that we have two people who don't understand boundaries, and that's where my gut gets to me. I'm not scared, as you suggested, Jennifer. I'm not fearful, but it's troubling that so much of this sort of thing is occupying our time in an era when there are so many other things that need to be done, that this is a distraction that could be taken care of very easily. And we, for whatever the reason, we always let either our community or the world community lets these things go too long. You can see it time after time after time. With World War I, there was a problem. It didn't get taken care of. World War II, problem, didn't get taken care of. And then, so then you do its reaction rather than action. This guy should be taken out. That's the solution to the problem is that Kim Jong-un gets a bullet in his head. That's the solution to the problem. But nobody seems to be willing to do that. Why are we not willing to do that?
That's my question. Has anyone said anything? We know that obviously there's other people there, so we don't really know who would be replacing him. And I know that's an argument that a lot of people make.
There. I mean, if PBS can get into... with their cameras, a lapel camera, to see what life is like in North Korea, we got to be able to get in there and find this guy, flush him out, and shoot him.
You know,
and that's it.
Now,
so you don't know who's
going
to be any worse than what it is.
Well, I just don't know that that's a viable solution at this point. I think someone like Secretary of Defense James Mattis might have thought of that, and if it were something viable, then perhaps.
Well, what is it? What's viable? What's the way to fix the problem so that the world,
really,
never mind us?
I think leaning on China to shut off their economy would be a huge, huge help in this. And I actually support a military operation. It's just not as easy, I don't think, as flying in and shooting Kim Jong-un.
There's a game being played here, whether it's international diplomacy, whatever it is. The Chinese will not benefit from North Korea going up in flames.
Right.
Trading partners or not, it's still going to have a major impact on their own environment and their country in general. The Japanese are not going to bear witness to this well. And it's not good for the Russians either, business wise. So what are, they could
so
step
think
on this guy like a bug.
So do you think, Doug, that all those other world powers are the reason that we haven't gone after Kim Jong-un? There has to be some sort of reason, real reason, and obviously there's been some discussion behind closed doors, but I'm with you. I don't understand, I guess, just to placate Russia and China and Japan. That's why we haven't gone after him.
There's a certain amount of power and control. Jennifer, to sort of correct to clarify what I was saying, the throwing gasoline on the fire with the back and forth the taunting and the tweets and all that other stuff.
Yeah, I disagree with that completely.
It's nonsense.
You might disagree with it, but it's not making any difference. Kim Jong-un was already testing missiles before Trump was even a thought. When people thought he wasn't going to win. Well, it might make you uncomfortable, but it is not changing what is going to happen or what is not going to happen with North Korea. The reason there is even a North Korea is because the Clintons, and this is where America is so stupid, and we need to start learning lessons. I mean, we are a very strong, intelligent country. We have a lot of smart people living here, and somehow we continue to make deals with these countries like North Korea, like the Clintons did when they set up their whole nuclear program for them. The reason that they have nukes today is because Bill Clinton paved the road for them to do it, and it's what President Obama attempted to do with Iran.
How so?
We sold them everything. We gave them everything they needed to build this so that they would delay their activities. We gave them everything they needed and said, well, you have to slow your roll. You have to slow down. You can't build this all right away. Well, guess what?
So why doesn't the average
time expires, and then why?
Well, that uranium with the whole, and we don't need to get into a deep political thing, but the uranium thing never even left the country with the Obama
stuff. No, that's not what I'm talking about. This is not the Uranium One deal with Hillary Clinton. President Obama made a deal with Iran saying you can have a nuclear program, you just have to delay it for 10 years. And then we gave them a bunch of money. And guess what funds the nuclear program that's going to bite us in the butt in 10 years? The stuff, the money, the American money that was sent to Iran. The same thing happened with Bill Clinton back in, I think, 1995.
What did they gain? What was gained from that? What is the argument, we'll do this now to benefit you later? What possible gain? What's going on with these people that they have, if you're looking at the political side of this, Clinton and or Obama, what did they gain from doing this? How did they better their own lives?
Well, I think for Obama, clearly, and I was following politics more closely, which is why I can play this prime example. I was just graduating high school when Bill Clinton made this deal with North Korea. But President Obama clearly wanted to say he made a deal, a peace accord with Iran. And he wanted to be able to have that as one of his accomplishments. Well, that peace accord comes with an expiration date. And
nobody said to him, look, this is what's going to happen in 10 years. Nobody thought to say that to him.
Of course, but you can look back. I mean, you can look back to Reagan selling weapons to the enemy too. I mean, you can look back all through history.
This is exactly right.
It's all politics.
This is not about picking on a certain political party. It's about America making very stupid decisions in the name of politics
for no good reason
that end up coming back to hurt us.
I was going to agree with you that I think that's, we've kind of gotten ourselves into this situation because I don't know if you guys have seen the story, and it's a really negative, sad story, and I don't really know how to talk about it, but Libya is selling, like, there are hundreds of men being sold as slaves in Libya right now, and I feel like that is part of the reason why we are in this situation right now, because we went in and took Gaddafi out in Libya, and after we had made a promise that if they stopped using, like, their nuclear program, that he would survive. And I'm not necessarily, like, he wasn't a good guy, so I don't know if he should have stuck around, but we went in and killed him anyway, and then their whole country erupted into civil war, and now they are where they are now. And so I don't know if North Korea would do the same thing, but if we have already gone back on promises in the past with people, then I don't know if Kim Jong-un will stop working on his nuclear program.
Right.
Because we already said, you know, stop working on your nuclear program and you'll survive. That obviously didn't happen. So
I also think it's really easy for all of us to say, we're not in the room. We're not there. We don't know what exactly was negotiated. We don't know exactly what was at stake. Obviously, these are intelligent, but obviously intelligent people are whoever it is, whatever party, there obviously is a whole advisory board of people saying, well, if we do this, then this could happen. It's a game of chance.
There's a whole advisory board with filled with bad intentions who are set up to make their own money. I don't trust that for a minute. I don't trust any of these people who are doing these deals.
It's about their own personal.
Originally, Bill
Clinton, advisors in the government, military, our own military experts, people who are saying, well, we can do this, but then this is going to be probably the reaction. And if we stave them off for 10 years now, then it gives us 10 years to work on the
You'll remember in 10 years, and hopefully we'll all be still together and having this conversation, but you'll remember Jennifer Horne saying, if you don't like what's happening in North Korea, then this deal with Iran is absolutely ridiculous. It's the same scenario, except the Iran deal is wordier. Clinton's deal with North Koreans was like 3 pages, and Obama's deal with Iran was like, you know, 250 or something.
It's interesting.
Something much wordier.
That you're not nervous about North Korea and all of this, considering how much you're saying you don't trust.
Well, I don't think that America, look, I don't think America should try to arm our enemies, people that want to kill us. I think that's just ridiculous. Now, chances are, do you think that Kim Jong-un is going to blow us up? Well, I think that would be a suicide mission for him. And this particular guy, what we know about this world leader is that he values his life above everybody else's. And I can't imagine that he would put himself into peril just to make a statement. I think he wants to show us power. I think he wants to make us kneel and kiss his ring because he's got all of these weapons. But, you know, I could be wrong. Maybe it is something to be scared of. I'm more scared today of the threat of terrorism, of going into a church and having, that seems to be a more current threat than having North Korea blow us up. But look, just the possibility that we're having this conversation is ridiculous. We didn't need to.
Okay. I don't know where to go with this. I think we've washed a number of different stories here and brought a lot of things to the surface that maybe were not on people's minds about this. I'm not, I just can't believe in my heart of hearts and soul of souls that the universe allows things like that to happen. However, we did have, as I said, we've had with the death of Archduke Ferdinand, the start of the First World War, and how people didn't understand what governments were doing, and then Hitler comes along. We set the stage for World War II with the Treaty of Versailles for World War I. Nobody, I'll bet you there aren't 10 people listening to this program right now who even know what the hell I'm talking about. And that's because we don't study history. We don't look back at the mistakes that we make. And so we repeat the same mistakes. And we do that with the Iranians. We do it with the Koreans. We do it. We get involved in all these damn fights that aren't ours. I was looking at the Bob Hope special on PBS the other night, and they had a whole section on Bob Hope's relationship with Richard Nixon and him going to entertain the troops and how he said something once, and this is never reported on, that he was booed. He went on a USO Christmas tour to Vietnam, and he was booed when he said to the crowd, to the boys that were there, President Johnson's doing everything to get you home. He was booed off the stage because they, you know, we aren't there. These people, for whatever, they're either so out of touch. Johnson was so out of touch, and Bill Moyes was just a bad guy, and McNamara was worse. They were all stirring the pot because they wanted to be the big men on campus. Here, we're going to put those guys in their place. And the Viet Cong showed us a thing or two at the expense of 50,000 Americans who died for nothing. And that's been repeated over and over again in the Middle East as we go through all of these scenarios, stirring things up. And it's the only just war, in my opinion, that we have fought was the Desert Storm. And they didn't go far enough. They didn't go into Iraq to get rid of Saddam, but they really did a good job of getting them out of Kuwait. And I remember flying into Kuwait when I was on my way to Baghdad and how thankful people were. They love Americans there because otherwise Saddam would have taken the country over and it would have been the end of them. So we do good things and we do bad things. We do smart things, we do stupid things. And in whose name and whose honor are they done? It is really, it's a conundrum here. And, starting the conversation with what's going on in Hawaii is pretty upsetting. But am I worried that the attack will happen? No. I hope I don't have to eat those words 10 before the hour.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Now, 53 after the hour, time for our visit from Warren Eckstein, who is a fabulous bonus or benefit to the listeners of this program because he has so much knowledge when it comes to dogs and cats and pets in general, a lot of strange things he's done. He's actually kind of a strange guy, but he's really good at what he does. You can check out the petshow.com on the radio. Go to petshow.com. And find where the stations are. You can listen to it online. He's just, when it comes to dogs, I trusted Warren's advice on Charlotte more than anybody else's because he knows his way around. He's got it. So we'll get some information from him as to bones and whether you should be feeding your dog certain kinds of bones. And I got a couple of other stories to share with you and the listeners, Warren, right after this.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. Scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if we call bicycles bikes and tricycles trikes, shouldn't we call motorcycles mics? Maybe a bunch of guys named Mike teamed up and put a stop to it.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Ah, the sounds of the holidays. But when you have a million things to do, they can sound much different. So Staples is here to make all those sounds merry sounds. With great deals on laptops, tech accessories like keyboards, earbuds, and modems. The latest modems. Staples has great prices on just the right tech solutions all season long. Staples, more holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
Are you at home, but you kind of wish you weren't? And you should really stick around the house because of reasons?
Jimmy, no baseball in the house!
That's why Buffalo Wild Wings has a new online ordering experience. So when your kid brings home a stray dog, that's actually a coyote, a rabid one, for whatever reason life requires you to stay put, get takeout with our new online ordering experience and be where you have to be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Availability may vary.
All right, so Warren, the National Dog Show was this past weekend, and I'm looking at the winner here. Newton the Brussels Griffin. I don't even know what kind of a dog that is.
They're adorable dogs. It's kind of like owning a big dog dressed in a little dog suit. Yeah, they're really fabulous dogs. And, you know, it's one of those breeds that's not been overbred, so there's still a lot of positives there. I'm not a big fan of dog shows in general. I mean, years ago I used to show dogs and train for shows, but nowadays I'm not as big a fan. But what scares me with any of these dog shows, whether it be this one or Westminster, once a breed wins, and I'm already hearing it, I got my first call this week about a Brussels Griffon on the radio show, you're going to start seeing that breed become popular, and that means there's going to be backyard breeders and puppy mill breeders, and that's what scares me when a breed becomes popular.
Didn't we talk about a fellow in Los Angeles or Orange County a couple of weeks ago who was breeding dogs? They found 39 bulldogs in this guy's house, and they were all... Did we have that conversation with you? Or
it was bulldogs and French bulldogs. They found them all there. And the guy was a backyard, you know, puppy mill breeder. It amazes me, with all the knowledge that's out there, why people are still buying dogs online. Listen, if you want a purebred dog, you can go to a shelter and get one. There are professional breeders out there if you so desire, for whatever reason. But to get one of these puppy mill dogs, what you're doing is just encouraging these people to breed and breed and breed and breed. And if you've ever been to one, and believe me, I've been to way too many, had way too much blood on my suit, the bottom line is they should all be stopped. All of these puppy mills should be stopped.
Yeah. All right, government warning consumers not to buy commercial dog bones after reports of illness and death. 68 reports this past week of pet illnesses related to bone treats, ham bones, pork bones, rib bones, smoky knuckle bones that are different from the uncooked butcher-type bones. The product may be dried through a smoking process or by baking, may contain other ingredients, preservatives, seasoning, and smoked flavorings. Giving your dog a bone treat might lead to unexpected trip to the vet. So what do you know about this? What is your advice to your listeners when they would call and say, what about this treat or that bone? Or
I don't use any of those bones. I would not use them, nor would I recommend them, nor would I endorse them, because I hear the horror stories, you know, whether they're cooked, whether they're smoked, whatever they're done. The bottom line is that they chip away. Very often they contain salmonella. They're real bones. Other things can happen. I don't believe in those. Even rawhide, for example. People think if I give my dog rawhide, that's okay. There's differences in rawhide. The majority of rawhide that you buy in stores is made from in Thailand or somewhere else, and that can be really dangerous. So if you're going to use rawhide, for example, that's fine. Just make sure it's American-made rawhide.
I had Millie for a week. Meredith was on a trip, so I had Millie here, and she ate one of my leather gloves, chewed it up, and it took her a day to throw it up. I thought it looked like a tennis ball or something. But I knew.
Remind me next week to tell you about the dog I had to work with. I ate a spool of thread, and for a week I had to follow him around with a scissor, cutting the thread until he.
I will. I'll remind you of that. Warren Eckstein.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.